Lord, again, we thank you with all our hearts for the opportunity this afternoon. Lord, we ask that you would be with us. That you would give us fullness of life through your Holy Spirit. So that we will not depart from your life. Lord, we thank you for redeeming us and making us useful in your hand. And particularly that we may speak on your behalf. Lord, what glory you have given us. And Lord, we desire to learn the good lessons in these matters. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you would open up your words to us so that we would know how to follow you. And Lord, we pray that you would gain even more people. So that your word would not diminish in this dark age. And that your voice may be heard all the more in every gathering. And Lord, we commit this time into your hands. Hear our prayers. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们昨天已经讲过啊，我们这个小组呢是要交通到如何做神的出口。
And yesterday, we have mentioned, that this workshop is on the ministry of God's word.
也就是如何用神的话语来服侍我们的主。
And that is how to serve the Lord with His word.
来服侍弟兄姊妹。
And how to serve brothers and sisters with His word.
我感觉啊，有一些的。原则重要的原则呢，我们一定要能够牢牢地把它守住。
And I feel that we must hold fast to certain spiritual principles.
这个Hudson Taylor 弟兄啊，他有一句很出名的话。
Brother Hudson Taylor has this famous saying.
就在这真弟兄。
Brother Hudson Taylor.
他说哈，守一个事情呢，一定要按照属灵的方法。
And he said that spiritual matters must be done in a spiritual way.
然后呢，它可能有属灵的那个果效。
Then will you have spiritual results?
所以我们昨天下午呢，和弟兄姊妹交通到的一些呢，都是一些很重要的一些重要的原则。
And hence, what we shared yesterday were some important spiritual principles.
这些呢，看起来好像弟兄们也许。
On the surface, we might feel that we've known all these things.
但是我们有一个难处是什么呢？
But we do have a difficulty in what
is happening. 就是我们坐下来读圣经，我们谈原则的时候都很清楚。
And that is, when we sit down to read the word and finding these principles are easy.
一到了实际的这个应用的时候，全部都忘光了。
But when it comes to applying these in practice, we forget all of them.
我发现这是我们今天很多弟兄姊妹侍奉上面所产生的难处。
And I feel that this is the difficulty that we face as we serve.
要牢牢地持守住这些重要的原则。
So to hold fast to these principles.
那圣灵在你身上呢，就有路可行，可以做工。
That is the only way that will allow the Holy Spirit to have a way through us.
所以我们昨天讲了同一个重要的点啊，你要替神说话，你必须知道是神要说话。
And yesterday we mentioned that the first, foremost important point is that when you speak, you know that God is the one speaking.
神有话要说。
God has something to say.
所以最好呢，当你要去这个为神替神说话的时候，你自己得祷告，提醒自己，就是主啊，是你有话要说，不是我有话要说。
And hence, when you are going to speak, make sure you pray and remind yourself that, Lord, you have something to say, not me.
所以我要求你先在我里面来说。
And Lord, I ask that you will speak in me first.
你若不说话，我就没有话可说。
And if you do not speak to me, then I have nothing to say.
我想这是一个最基本的一个态度。
And I think that's a very fundamental attitude that we
need. 你需要不断的提醒自己。
And we need to continually remind ourselves.
我之前有我常常有的时候有时候会忘记，但是呢，我知道需要不断的提醒。
I do forget, during the past years, but I still need to be reminded.
提醒到一个地步，你自己里面的 把这个完全接受。
And we need to be reminded to a point where this is absorbed into us.
这个多少在我们听神说话的时候，能蒙很大的一个拯救。
And more or less, this would save us as we serve.
那神今天呢，他是说话的神。但是他喜欢用人来替他说话。
Now God is the one who speaks, and He uses men to speak for Him.
所以我们这个要替神说话的这个器皿呢，非常非常重要。
And therefore, this vessel that is used by God is important.
有的时候，神说了一句话，但是呢，我们这个器皿的光景不对，所以有时候把话都扭曲了。
And sometimes God speaks, but yet the condition of the vessel is not right, and hence the word.Is not right when it comes. And so, as we seek to become a mouthpiece for the Lord, we do need to know certain spiritual things and to practice them.
I think today, 下午呢，我们那个开头啊，我想我有一段时间我再稍微教授一点。
And this afternoon, I'd like to still spend a little of time to talk about principles.
然后后面呢，我们希望呢，有一些弟兄姊妹呢，能够有经验的弟兄姊妹，你有什么经历呢？你也稍微的分享一点。
And during the latter half, I invite those who have some experience to also share some.
无论年长的、年轻的都可以。
Whether you're elderly or you're young,
或者弟兄姊妹有一点什么样的问题啊，关于这方面的问题，也可以提出来。我们大家一起在主日上来交通。
Or even if you have some questions, you can mention them so that we can have fellowship.
那我想我开头主要讲的呢，哈，就是要讲到有关于神的话语的哈，一个特性。
Let me begin with the characteristics of God's word.
在约翰福音第六章六十三节。
In John chapter 6 verse 63.
这是弟兄姊妹啊非常熟悉的。一句话
this is the verse that we are familiar with.
就说我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
这句话
this sentence
是讲到神话语特性非常重要的一句话
this is an important verse on the characteristic of God's word.
那我们如果简单的来理会他的话呢
？And if we understand this simply,
就是主耶稣所说的话是活的言语。
Is that the words that our Lord spoke are living words?
今天在教会里面，如果是真的是出于神的话，一定是活的言语。
And if words truly come from the Lord, it has to be living.
教会里面最怕的就是。聚会里面最怕就是讲那个死道。
What we're afraid of most is this dead preaching.
我不知道你们有没有这样的经验。
I don't know if you have experience.
就是听一个弟兄在讲道的时候啊，那个道啊，全部都是属灵的话，但是呢，你也说不出来他那个到底错在哪里。
I don't know if you have experience this, where you hear a sermon that sounds all spiritual, but yet somehow something is missing.
也许全部用的都是圣经的话
啊 ，maybe it is quoting verses left and right，
但是就感觉好像摸不到什么东西。
But yet you feel that you haven't touched anything of substance。
那个不活
，it's not living。
所以我记得我年轻时候啊，一些年长给我们警告我们说啊，一个侍奉主的人切记不要变成讲道先生。
Some elderly brother warned us when we were young, saying that when we speak, don't become a professional preacher。
这个在班可以吗？professional teacher。我中国人讲这个道学先生，那个是最可怕的东西。
And that is something that's stressful。
那个所有的话语啊，都是圣经的话，都是属灵的话。
We do speak spiritual sounding words。
但是你一点都摸不到这个生命的感觉。
But you do not touch life.
所以就我们在教会中，我们学习说话的时候，要学说那个活的言语。
And so when we speak, we need to learn to speak living words.
这个只有这个活的言语
，only words that are living
啊，能够供应我们
，can supply and provide our needs.
那也许人会说，那什么样的言语叫做活的言语呢？
那 maybe you ask, what kind of word is living?
弟兄姊妹，我想这里第一个，我想我们哈、啊、必须知道这个必须有这个启示的，有圣灵开启的。
I think first of all, we need to have the spirit of revelation.
圣灵在我们里面呢，给我们光照启示的时候，弟兄姊妹呢，你说出这个话出来的时候。就是活着了。
When the Holy Spirit opens up a word to us, then that word is living to us.
或者是圣经在我们，圣灵在我们里面，把这些圣经的话解开了，这个解开来的言语才是活的言语。
Or when the Holy Spirit opens up this word in the Scripture, that's living.
我常常也是做这样一个比喻的。
Now, I often use this illustration.
比方说，今天晚上我请你到我家吃饭。
For example, I invite you to come over for dinner.
我说我今天晚上请你吃了 steak, 吃吃牛排。
I'm gonna give you steak.
你很高兴的到家来了吃牛排。
And you rejoice to come over.
结果呢，我家里是有牛排，但是我没有好好准备。
Indeed, I do have steak, but I didn't prepare it well.
这个牛排还放在那个 freezer 里，那个放在那个冰库里。
It is still in the freezer.
所以你到我家来的时候呢，我就放了一盘牛排，我说请你吃牛排。
And I just bring that, put it on the plate, and give it to you.
你看的是牛肉，但是不能吃了，对不对
？True, it is beef, but you can't eat it.
因为没解冻的。
Because it's not thawed yet.
那个还是冰冻的，是吧
？It's still frozen.
所以就是今天呢，我们运用神的话语的时候也是这样。
And today, when we use God's word, it's the same.
如果你没有好好的等候在主的跟前，让圣灵把这些话语解开
，And if we have not waited upon the Lord for the Holy Spirit to open up this,
没有启示的光照在主话语的上面
，There's no light of revelation.
你就好像是从冰库里面拿肉给人家吃一样。
And it is as if you take meat from the freezer and People.
看起来都是肉啊，对不对
？It is meat, all right.
但是呢，吃不下去。
But no one can eat.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要用圣灵解释的话语、圣灵启示的话语出来的时候，它就是一个活的言语。
And when the word is revealed or opened up by the Holy Spirit, that is living.
我们不要感觉今天在教会里面啊，这是多么重要、多么需要的一种言语。
And we feel that this is much needed in the church.
有很多人说啊，这个讲台啊。是基督教的一个传统。
Many say that the pulpit is a tradition of the Christian Church.
啊，这个讲台呢，实在是这个好像有的时候很妨害圣灵的工作。
And some even say that the pulpit hinders the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，好像它就变得定型，弟兄姊妹也是习惯于这个坐在讲台跟前。
And brothers and sisters are used to just sitting in front of the pulpit.
如果一个这个教会里面呢没有讲台啊，大家觉得这个机会就觉得。这个好像不像聚会。
If someone comes to a church without the pulpit, they may feel uncomfortable.
所以的确，今天呢，我们要把这个讲台要拿掉的，这个是一个很大的困难。
And so indeed, if we remove the pulpit, it may become difficult.
那这个时候我们怎么办呢
？Then what shall we do?
我们知道，今天我们就祷告仰望主的怜悯。
And so we.I need to pray and look for His mercy.
除非圣灵有一个工作，真的是有一天大家不需要讲道。
And indeed, if the Holy Spirit do a work where the pulpit is done away with.
今天呢，你也没圣灵主没给我们这样的带领，你也没有办法把这个讲台除去。
And if the Holy Spirit has not the blood, we can't remove it.
那弟兄姊妹们，我觉得我们在主跟前呢，我们是格外的需要有迫切的祷告。
And this pushes us all the more.To pray earnestly.
我们求主使我们聚会中的这个讲台呢是个活的。
And we need to ask the Lord so that the word that comes from the pulpit is living.
所以今天聚会呢，有的时候对形式也不容易改变。
And so we find that these rituals in worship is hard to change.
这个 form 聚会的 form 不容易改变。但是呢 ，form 是死的，人必须是活的。
Form can be dead, but the person must be living.
假如我们这个人也不活，那么讲台又是死的，那就通通死了。
And if the person is not living and the pulpit is dead, then you have death.
是啊，假如这个讲台没法改变，这个人是活的。
But if the pulpit is there and the person is living,
那你活的言语出来的时候，那对教会是很大的一个供应。
And this provision of living word, then the church is supplied.
我不晓得你们读过这样一个故事啊。
I don't know if you've heard this story.
有一个大音乐家叫 Mendelssohn。
There is this great composer Mendelssohn.
他是一个这个非常好的钢琴手。
A very famous pianist.
有时他到一个大概一个古老古老的礼拜堂去。
And one time he went to this a cathedral.
他看见一个钢琴在那。
And he saw
一个琴啊，一个风琴。
An organ there.
然后那个风琴呢，已经封了300年。
And that organ had not was not used for over 300 years.
他就跟那个管堂的，他说能不能打开来让我弹一弹呢
？And he asked the overseer to open it up so he could use it.
哎呀，300年都没动了，这个风，他们都是灰尘了，不能弄。
And the person said that this thing has not been used for over 300 years.
那个琴是什么？
The piano is probably dead.
他说没关系，让我弹呢。
And he said, "Don't worry, let me try."
所以后来他就把它打开了。
So they opened it up.
打开了，这个大音乐家上去，这个手指头在那个琴键上一弹了，哇！这个整个的礼拜堂里面充满了这个美妙的音乐。
And Mendelssohn played on it, and suddenly the whole cathedral is filled with beautiful music.
我们知道这个琴是死的，人是活的。
So we see that the organ was dead, but the person was living.
所以一个活的人可以对付一个死的琴。
A living person can deal with a dead organ.
要是呢碰到我这个人去了，人也是死的，琴也死的，那他通通死了。
And if a person is dead and the organ is dead, then you will not have anything left.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在教会里面啊，我们知道在神儿女的服事当中啊，所需要的言语，神的言语是一个活的言语。
And hence, what is needed in the churches among God's children is living word.
这是非常重要的一件事。
Very important.
所以主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And hence the Lord said, the word I've spoken to you is our spirit and our life.
这里还包括一个重要的一个意义在里面。
And this also brings with it an important meaning.
因为主的话呢要达到人的灵。
You see, God's word needs to reach the human spirit.
所以如果你的话不是出于灵的，不是活的话语，你就摸不到人的灵。
And if the word is not spirit, then it would not touch the spirit of man.
我们知道人的思想只能达到人的思想。
And we know that our mind can reach another mind.
你知道今天为什么在地上基督教的讲台上面上，那么充满着人的智慧在里面。
And you know why the pulpit today is filled with human wisdom?
年轻的弟兄姊妹呢，又大家都是读书的人，现在知识很发达，大家又很喜欢这些知识的东西。
Because the younger generation is very educated and they like these intellectual stuff.
但请我们记得，你的知识头脑只能达到人的头脑。
But you have to understand that your intellectual can only reach the intellect of man.
所以只有出于灵的能达到人的灵。
But only something that comes from the spirit can reach down to the spirit.
我们今天在神跟前是需要的是灵里面的一个供应。
And what we need is provision for the spirit of man.
弟兄姊妹们，主的话不仅灵，也是生命。
Brothers and sisters, the word of our Lord is not only spirit, it's also life.
这个生命也就告诉我们说呢，它是可以改变我们的，是可以供应我们，进入我们的生活的。
They are life because they can change us and change our life.
因为神主所说的话都是要供应的。
You see, God, the word of the Lord is to supply us.
如果这个话不能成我们的经历的话，我们就怎么的供应
？And if we do not experience His word, then it would not do us any good.
所以说，我们看见在这里哈，这个神的话的这个特性是非常非常重要的。
And so you see the characteristics of God's word is very important.
所以一个基督徒在主面前要追求这个灵啊，要常常是满意的。
And so we need to pursue that our spirit is also filled.
这样 always filled. 这样话语就刚强。
And that way your word are strong enough.
我记得好多年前的一位年长的侍奉主的弟兄啊，他我们两个在谈话里面说，他为了帮助我，他就讲了这么一句话。
A serving brother many years ago said this to help me.
他说啊，从前我们尼托森弟兄啊。
And he said long time ago, brother me.
我们知道尼弟兄那是一个被主重用的神的仆人，他的话非常丰富。
And we all recognize that brother me was a man used by God, and he had plenty of God's word.
我记得有一次听，好像是大概是江志忠告诉我。
I think it was Brother Kong who told me.
他说你就在讲道的时候。
And he said when Brother Lee was speaking.
哎呀，一个弟兄受感动到一个地步了，这个整个人躺在地上。
And he said the brother was so moved that he lied down on the floor.
在地上就是大声的在那里哭号。
And he was on the floor weeping.
人就讲。讲到我们话出来就像刀一样的锋利。
And brother Lee continues speaking, And his words were sharp like a sword.
常人都受不了。
And convict man's heart.
所以他说你不需要曾经告诉他。
And he said that Brother Ni once told him.
他说当你讲道的时候。
When you are to speak.
你的话要用灵音把它推出来。
That you need to use your spirit to push the word out.
所以那个年长青年就跟我讲，他说你的话要用灵推出来。
And so this elderly brother said, you need to exercise your spirit to push the word.
所以后来我就问他，那我说怎么样用灵把话推出来呢？
And I asked him, how do you do that?
他也没给我回答。
He didn't reply.
所以一直到今天呢，我还在琢磨呢。
So even until today, I am still speaking.
不过呢，也我们稍微的可以知道一点点。
But we do apprehend a little bit.
当你的灵跟你的话一起出来的时候，你会感觉到那个呢是有很大的一个 power 在里面。
That when your spirit comes, pushes the word out, you sense that there's something different.
如果有的时候你讲话，你光是话出去了，这个灵没有出去，你就知道很干了，很 dry， 对不对？
And if you only have words without spirit, you sense the dryness.
所以姊妹们，我们要做神的话语的出口，这个灵。The光非常的重要。
So the condition of a spirit very important.
我们除了昨天所讲的三件重要基本的学习之外，这个灵里面的光景在主跟前特别的注意。
And so besides the three important lessons we mentioned yesterday, the condition of a spirit is also important.
保罗在哥林多后书很清楚告诉我们。
Paul in 2 Corinthians clearly tells us.
他说这个字句是杀死人的。
And he said the letter is kill.
就有灵叫人活
，but the spirit makes alive。
所以在教会里面呢，最忌讳的就是这些字句道理。
And so what we're afraid of most is letter。
啊，如果是死道理啊，在那里讲啊，这个人的都不活。
And if we keep teaching dead letters, then no one is alive。
如果你的话是跟着这个灵一起出来的
，but if the word comes with the spirit，
就是那个这个话就带给人很多的这个供应。
Then this word。Can make life.
我们知道神造人啊，用人来替他说话。
We know when God created man and for man to speak for him.
这个人呢不是机器，对吧
？And you see that man is not mechanical.
我们昨天讲的神在里面说，我们在外面说。
And yesterday we mentioned God speaks within and we speak out.
如果神要把它弄得最准确的话，最好呢就造一个录音机就好了。
And if God wants to make His word real accurate, He only needs a recorder.
神一讲，那么放出去就行了。
And you record God's word and replay it.
但是不，神不要这样做。
But God doesn't want to do that.
他要用我们这些活的人来替他说活的言语。
He wants living people to speak His living word.
这个中间呢，就有很多的问题在里面。
And this does create some difficulty.
因为我们这个人是有问题的。
Because we have difficulty.
所以弟兄姊妹们，替神说话不是我们所想象的，那么说几句话那么简单的。
And so again, we're reminded that it's not a simple matter.
因为跟你整个人在神面前的这个操练和学习有非常大的关系。
To do with this person, how we are trained.
所以我们这个人的光景不对的时候呢。
And when our condition is not right,
yes, 我们常常就把神的话破坏。
And oftentimes we do damage to God.
所以难怪今天啊，在地上啊，有什么呢？有的时候我们要真正听见神的言语，似乎不大容易。
And so today on earth, to truly hear God's word, it's not that prevalent.
虽然蒙恩的基督徒啊，千千万万。
And even though there are thousands and thousands of the redeemed,
千万张嘴都在说。
There are hundreds and thousands of mouths speaking.
但是呢，真正神的言语出来的并不多。
But God's word is rare.
或者有的时候呢，就是你在我们的说话里面呢，有的时候有主的神的话，有的时候呢又有很多人的话。
And another condition is that sometimes, yes, there is a little bit of God's word, but again, there are many men's words, much men's words.
比方说，有的时候我们听一个人在讲道。
For example, when we sit there and listen to a sermon,
我有时候会有这样一个感觉。
Sometimes I feel this way.
他那里面呢，不是没有神的话，有一点神的话。
That yes, there is some God's word.
那这一大堆的都是好像这个人的思想的好东西在里面。
But yet a majority of the remainder is just man's wisdom.
好像是有的时候呢，那个我怎么形容呢？就好像你有这么一小瓢的糖啊，你弄了一大缸的水啊。
And it is like a spoonful of sugar. thrown into this big container of water.
如果这是小杯子，放一个小杯子里面的话，那你喝起来还是有甜味的。
And if you put the spoonful of sugar in a small cup, yes, you can taste the sweetness.
你放入大缸水里面的话呢？这个喝起来根本都没味道，反而不味。
But if you put in this huge sink of water, then you don't even taste the sugar.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我常常感觉神用人来替他说话是很不容易的。
And so I truly feel that it is difficult for God to use man to speak to us.
但神实在是渴望能够得到一些人能够替他说话。
Yet God truly desires for men to speak on this behalf.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹，我们必须要懂得一点神话语的这个特性。
And hence we need to know the characteristics of God.
所以神的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
So God's word are spirit and our life.
那神的话怎么样透过我们这个人呢、啊？这个能够正常的发表出来呢
？Then how can God's word be delivered?Without hindrance.
在我们这个人里面啊，有三样东西呢，它中间的这个配合要很好。
So three things have to happen in this person.
啊，这个 coordination 要非常好。
Number one, coordination.
啊，不是 number one. 这三件是这个 coordination.
The coordination of these three things must be.
那这三样东西呢，就是人的灵，我们里面的灵。
And these three things, number one is the spirit of man.
和我们的思想。
The mind.
还有我们口中的言语
，and then our words。
你知道我们神造我们的时候啊，就放一个灵在我们的里面。
And you see God placed the spirit in a man when he created.
这个灵的功用很大
，and the function of spirit is great.
但是其中有一个功用呢，就是为着要来发表言语。
And one of the functions is to allow us to speak.
那我们的前面弟兄们告诉我们啊，弟兄姊妹告诉我们，人的灵里面呢有这个良心，有直觉啊。有交通三方面的共用
and former brothers and sisters told us that there are three sides to human spirit intuition, fellowship, communion, and conscience.
我们知道这三样东西都跟这个话语有关的
You see that all these three things have something to do with word.
所以弟兄姊妹们神是怎么样的透过我们来替他说话呢
And so, how does God use us to speak?
第一个点就是神今天呢，他的灵先在我们的灵里面做工。
Number one, His Holy Spirit must do His work in our spirit.
他在我们的灵里面做点开启的工作，做点光照、感动的工作。
He must do some work of revealing, of some enlightenment.
然后呢？我们知道神也在我们人里面造了个魂里面的思想。
Now we know God also created the soul, and the mind is in the soul.
我们知道人的言语的发表跟思想有非常大的关系。
And we know that our spoken word has much to do with the mind.
那我们的思想就必须要学习怎么样呢？把神的这个感动呢，要把它那个抓住。
And so the mind must be able to hold on to God's word.
能够把这个感觉哈，这个感觉把它凝聚起来。成为一个可以发表的一个思想
，and that they must be able to incorporate the sense or the feeling of the word.
然后呢，我们就寻求要用口中合适的话语，把这个感觉呢，把这个思想把它表明出来。
And then we have to choose suitable words to express that feeling or the sense of His word.
所以就是我们人这一面来讲，替神说话，有什么这三方面的这个功能是。非常重要
And so to speak for the Lord, these three aspects are important.
所以你看，有的时候我们要替神说话，那有时候我们读圣经的读着读，哎，有感动了，灵里面有感动。
And sometimes you find that when we read the word, some words will stand out and touch us.
这个感动呢，有很多不同的表现，比如说，哎呀，我看见。有的时候听见啊，这个都其实都是圣灵在里面的感动。
And we describe it in different ways. Sometimes we say, "Oh, I hear this," and sometimes we say, "We see this."
我们知道这是很重要的一件事情。
And so this is very.
要替神说话，首先一件事情，你灵里面必须动的。灵里面不动的话是不行。
And so to speak for the Lord, the spirit must be exercised.
但是我们要晓得，这个圣灵的感动啊，进来的时候啊，非常的快。
And we do know the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is very fast.
圣经有时候形容像闪电一样，好像闪电一样。
And sometimes the scripture describes it as lightning.
所以有时候这个光这么一过来的时候啊。
And so when the light just shines.
你立刻要用思想把它抓住。
And you do need to use your mind to grab a hold of it.
如果你这个抓不住的话呢？
And if you don't do that,
很快就过去了
and quickly it would slip away.
我有好多次这样的经历。
And I had many of these experiences.
我记得在年轻的时候，因为没经验。
And I remember when I was young and was somewhat untrained.
有的时候睡觉，躺在床上睡觉，一睡觉说，哎呀，我灵感来了。
And sometimes when I lay down, I receive this inspiration.
非常美妙的一些感觉，还有很清楚的话语。
And a very wonderful meaning and words.
那我们这个人呢，性格不大好。我们一睡呢，我们想说啊，没关系，明天早上起来的时候再写好。
But there's laziness in me that says, "Oh, I'll get up tomorrow and write it down."
结果第二天早上起来的时候呢？完全忘记
but what happens most of the time is when you get up in the morning you forgot everything
请你再说一遍他也不说
and you pray before the Lord Lord run that by me again and doesn't happen
很天的都很闷怎么想想不起来
and the whole day you're frustrated try to remember what was it that I saw
所以后来呢那么我就知道了当这个灵感一来的时候赶快拿纸写下来啊要把它抓住了
and so later on I learned that when the inspiration comes you need to write it down right away
或者有的时候我来不及写的时候呢我就把这个感觉在我思想中呢想它个十遍二十遍三十遍
And sometimes when you can't write fast enough, you repeat it in your mind 10 times, 15 times, so that you won't forget. And I remember when I was still a novice, and I was very nervous all the time looking for paper. And sometimes just rip a small piece from a newspaper and write it down. Sometimes on the plane, I just use a napkin.My wife knows that I will bring home all these fragments of paper. Because I need to rearrange them. Because when the inspiration comes, you can't wait. You have to grab onto it quickly. And so we need to learn this lesson.
那当然就是你们能如果你在主的跟前，你有美好的属灵的学习。
And of course, brothers and sisters, if we have learned a good lesson,
特别呢，当一个人在主的跟前，这个心思意念，那么被更新的时候。
Especially when our mind has been renewed.
那我们呢，就比较容易更多抓住神的话语。
And it becomes easier to grab onto God's word.
那现在的思想要抓住神的光很困难。
And you know, the natural mind has a hard time holding onto God's
word. 需要有更新的思想。
We do need our mind to be renewed.
我想这几天我们听年长师讲到啊，尤其头天那个你祷告出来的时候，你感觉。我坐底下听的时候，我不是光觉得这个道吗？我想他那个思想啊。
And I remember the first night when I listened to our elderly brother speak, I had a little bit of a shock trying to understand what is it on his mind. Because the truth comes just one after another. And highlights of the truth.And when the Holy Spirit wants to inspire you, but if your mind is very loose, it won't help.
所以我们在神跟前呢，我们这个心思意念需要主的工作。
And so we need God's work in our mind and our heart.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们还需要有合适的话语，能够把主的这个感动把它发表出来。
And then we also need suitable, proper, appropriate words.To express these thoughts.
我常常觉得啊，你讲道哈、啊，替神做出口呢，这个中国人一句话叫做言之有物啊，你是讲出来要有个东西。
And I often sense that when we preach, we need to have substance in our words.
我们把从主所看见的，借着话语讲到弟兄姊妹的邻里说，也让他们也看见。
And when we see something or receive something from the Lord, and when we speak, it must reach.To the spirit of our brothers and sisters, so that they will see it.
要不然我们从主所听见的，那么也让弟兄姊妹也能听见，这才是真正的所谓的话语的指示。
In other words, what we have heard, we must allow our brothers and sisters to hear it too.
比方说我在这里哈，举个例子讲，这里一个这个 head projector 在这里哈。
For example, this head overhead projector.
你们大家都没看见，只有我一个人看见。
And no one has seen it. I'm the only one that sees it.
现在我要怎么用话语呢？把这个 head projector 把它描述出来。
Now, with what words do I have to describe this projector?
这个 head projector 这个整个形象进到我的眼睛里面。
Now, when the image of this projector comes into my mind,
透过我的话进到你的里面
and through my words and come to you,
它又变成另外变成整个一个形象
and what image does it form in your mind?
这个才叫做真正的传递式的话语
And if it is accurate, then we have a good deliverance of that word.
所以我想今天啊，很多同学都玩电脑，你们就更懂得这个道理
And I think those of us who play with the computer, you will understand.
啊，这个电脑里面很多东西在里面，对不对
And there are a lot of things in the computer.
你打那个键的时候简单，只是给他几个信号。
And you only issuing some commands with the keyboard.
然后他这个从这信号里面，他就把那些信息通通把它传递出来了。
And then having these commands, the computer does certain things.
今天神的灵在我们里面的感动好像也是这样。
And the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is something like that.
他的灵一受到感动的时候呢，我们的思想呢就开始呢，把这个感动一个信号的，就把它化成了一些具体的东西。
And when the Holy Spirit speaks, our mind goes to work, to formulate, to envision that.
然后呢，我们就用言语合适的言语，能把它发表出来。
And then it is delivered through words.
我就只能想，我只能大概这么讲一讲。
And so I'm only saying this briefly.
我们这个是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And we do need the Holy Spirit to work in us.
所以我们要注意我们灵的光景。
And so we need to pay attention to the condition of our spirit.
好，明天下午呢，我想我们关于心思这方面的东西呢，我们再稍微的多讲一点点。
And I think tomorrow afternoon we'll talk more on the mind.
这个言语的发表的问题，我们也留着明天下午多讲一点。
And also the delivering.The word we're talking about.
不过至少今天你现在要记得。
And so at least today we remember that.
神的话是灵是生命。
That God's word are spirit and are life.
它透过我们这个人出来的时候，是先从灵达到思想，然后再言语。
And when it is delivered through man, it first reaches the spirit and then the mind, and then come up with our word.
这是我非常重要的。
And this is very important.
另外呢，我想有几个点要和弟兄姊妹们稍微交通一下。
There are two other points I'd like to share with you.
我们知道在新约圣经里面呢、
We know in New Testament
有三个重要的指示。
There are three important ministers.
就是彼得、保罗、约翰。
And that is Peter, Paul, and John.
他们这些弟兄们都是神的出口。
And these apostles were spokesmen of God.
也是非常丰富的。话语的出口
and that they do have abundance of God's word.
我们看见了他们每一个人在贵族说话的事上，他们有一个不同的着重点。
And we see that they each of them has an emphasis.
因为他们三个人呢是圣灵特别所印证。
Because these three were particularly sealed by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们从他们的这个服事里，我们看看有哪一些重要的点，今天呢跟我们在这里运用主的话语的时候呢那么我们也把它当作重要的学习。
And so we need to see what are some of the important things in the ministry and something that we can learn.
我们常常讲我们这个人呢是神的一个 vessel 一个导管。
And we know that we are vessels in the hand of the Lord.
所以我们这个本身的情况呢，对于神话语能产生很大的影响。
And the condition of this vessel affects how God's word is delivered.
比如我们举个例子来说。
For example.
那这里城市里面这个自来水厂说，我们的水呢经过处理之后，水一出来是非常纯净，是可以喝的。
And for example, the city water plant says that the water process clean is good for drinking.
这个源头是没有问题的。
And the source has no problem at all.
但是今天假设你是住在一个很古老的一个房子里面。
But say you live in this old beat up house.
这个房子都是几十年上百年的了。
And the system in the house, the plumbing system is over 100 years old.
那个它里面这个水管呢。都是生锈的
and the pipes are all rusted
那么弟兄姊妹们你住在这个里面你打开那个水龙头的水你敢喝吗
and brothers if you live in this house and you will you drink from the tap
不错源头是干净的
true, water from the source is good.
但是通过这个管子过来的时候呢，就变得不干净。
But having gone through the pipe system, it's no longer pure.
我们这些人呢，被神用，常常有这个难处。
And so we have this problem.
那个源头出来的话语是纯净的。
The word from the source is clean.
但是我们这个管子呢，不干净。
But this vessel is not clean.
所以这个话语出来的时候就变得很掺杂。
And so it brings impurity when the word is spoken.
所以有的时候人家喝了是病。
Sometimes.People who drink this will get sick.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要注意，今天要注意，在这些方面啊，有一些的信息，我们需要在神面前来学习。
And so we need to pay attention to our condition.
我想我快快简单的提一下就可以了。
So let me quickly mention these few things.
我们知道使徒保罗所注重的是什么呢？
What was the emphasis of the Apostle Paul?
在彼得，彼得后。我们看一下啊，在彼得的书信里面。
And let's look at the epistles of Peter.
彼得前书二章。
The emphasis of Peter in chapter 2 of 1 Peter.
他说了，就像爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像孩子的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
And verse 2, like newborn babes long for the pure milk of the word.
这里啊，彼得所注重的是指话语的那个纯净，
And so Peter pays attention to the purity of God's word.
我们知道圣经的神的话是非常纯净的。
We know God's word is pure.
所以我们今天呢，要听神说话的话呢，也要。提醒自己要尽量的要纯净的话语。
And so when we speak, we need to remind ourselves that our words be pure.
彼得所注重的是这个纯。
And that's what Peter paid attention to.
这个在达比圣经里面啊，他这句话的翻译是这样的。
And in Darby's translation, this is how it goes.
他说 ，As newborn babies desire earnestly.The pure mental milk of the word. 大约甚至这样翻译。所以他这里告诉我们了、你要怎么样的纯净的，第一个你要使你有一个纯洁的一个欲望。
And how can we have pure milk of the word? First of all, we have to have a pure desire.
所以我们这个人要单纯。
So this person needs to be pure.
这个人一不单纯了，这个欲望就复杂了。
And if the person is not pure, then the desire is impure.
比方说，今天有的人侍奉主老想出名，老想得利，老想得人称赞。
For example, if this preacher wants men's compliments, wants his own interest to be fulfilled.
或者基督徒老是爱世界，注重物质，这个复杂了。
If a person pays much attention to material things, then there's impurity.
彼得告诉我们，应当像一个孩子的婴孩一样的爱慕有这种的欲望，一个纯洁的欲望。
And so Peter exhorts us to be like newborn babes with that kind of longing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道怎么样一个人能变得纯洁呢
？Now how can a person be pure?
就是他单单的是爱慕主耶稣。
And that is his eyes are focused on the Lord himself.
他是渴望主的自己。
And he longs for the Lord.
其他的兴趣都没有。
And there's nothing else that draws his attention.
这样你的欲望就变得非常的单纯。
And then your desire is purified.
我们知道诗篇里面有这样的话。
We know in the Psalms there's this word.
他说耶和华的言语像泥炉中炼过七炼的银子一样。
And it says the word of the Lord is like silver refined seven times in the crucible.
非常的纯净。
Very pure.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也可以这样的来领会它。
And I think we can understand it this way.
因为保罗曾经讲到，我们这个人呢，就是一个 earthen vessel， 是一个属土的器皿，就泥炉了。
And Paul mentioned that we are earthen vessel.
这个主的话在你里面呢，总要练上七遍才行。
Made of clay, so God's word needs to be refined in you.
我有时候讲道也是，发现这些道在第一次讲的时候，总是觉得你们还是不够纯净的。
And sometimes after I deliver a message, I felt that it's not focused.
第二次换一个比较对。
And so next time I will speak that message again.
真的，有的时候总要讲到五六遍、七八遍。 这个道呢就开始比较纯净。
And then I discover after 5 or 6 times, you see that the message is refined.
当然，这个还不是指的外面东西多，实际上来讲呢，这个七是一个完全的数字，对吧
？And of course, this is not just talk about external things.This word seven means perfection.
化在我们里面，同时要经过这么七次的这种炼净。
And God's word needs to be exercised and refined in us.
所以你会看见有的弟兄姊妹他们在主内属灵光景的长进，从开头就出来的话语呢比较掺杂，到后来呢越来越纯净。
And you can see this in the progress of various brothers and how they differ.
所以这也是经过一个熬炼的过程在里面。
And so it does need to go through a time of maturing.
接着呢，我们要相信一件事情，神的话越单纯越有影响力。
And you discover that the purer the word, the more effective it is.
并且主的话越单纯的时候，越有这个洁净的力量。
And that the purer the word,the more cleansing power it has.
有一次我们听一个年长的弟兄讲道
，and one time listening to this elderly brother speak,
他所讲的道很简单，我们大家都知道。
那 his message is simple and we all know it.
但是上了会之后，我跟一个弟兄两个出来，我们一路走的时候
but after this meeting, I was walking along with another brother.
我们有一个共同的感觉
，and we felt something in common.
我们就经过今天早晨这篇道之后，我们两个好像洗了个澡一样，这个整个人感觉很清洁
and both of us felt that you know after hearing the message we were like taking a shower
因为这个讲道的人的单纯
because the person who spoke
借由主的话从他出来之后非常的纯净
and so these simple words that came out it's very pure
我们现在的难处是什么就觉得越复杂越好
and our problem isoften that we want things complicated.
所以今天我讲到说，你弄好多的东西，弄了一大堆的。
And we want to put in a lot of things to make it more complex.
像那个中国餐馆里面的那个杂碎。
And it's like chop suey.
什么都有。
It has a little bit of everything.
有的时候连吃不出什么味道了，不知道怎么。
And sometimes you just can't.
所以我们在主跟前需要。有一个学习
，and so this is something we need to learn.
就是我们要让我们这个人能够成为一个单纯的人
that this person become pure.
像婴孩一样的有一个纯洁的欲望
，and like a newborn baby has this pure longing.
我们晓得今天这个时代啊，整个知识泛滥的时代。
Now we know this age is an age of corruption.
这不是意思说你就什么书都不要看。
I'm sorry, it's an overflow of knowledge. It doesn't mean that you don't need to read any books.
因为我知识虽然像杂乱的库房啊，像一个库仓库。
And knowledge is like a vault, a warehouse.
像个 warehouse, 但是呢，人要如同婴孩。
But the person needs to be like a newborn baby.
那就蒙恩救
了。Then we're safe.
因为像很多的书啊，就是你如果你有一个单纯的欲望。你就不会受这些复杂东西的影响。
And if the person is pure, you will not be affected by all these things that you read.
你还可以从里面得到一些好的东西。
And you can still dig up some gold.
这实在是个重要的学习。
And so that's important.
什么时候越混乱，神的话语就失去它的功效。
And whenever there is impurity, then it loses its effectiveness.
那么使徒保罗呢？我们看看他所注重的是什么呢
？Now how about Paul?
在提摩太后书哈。第二章有这样的话
，And in Second Timothy,
提摩太后书第二章第十五节
，Chapter 2, verse 15，
他说：“你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。”
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth.
他这个英文的圣经有的翻译翻译是 straight。就是保罗所注重的是直
，and some translations say dividing straight, something that's straight.
因为我们的神是公义，是正直的，所以神的话从来不歪曲。
And because God is righteous and upright, and His word are not crooked.
我们知道直话很容易伤人的，对不对
？Sometimes you know straight words can hurt people.
所以在直话的上面，我们需要有更大的学习。
And so in this matter, we need to even learn more.
你的灵如果是柔软的
，and if your spirit is
神满足的恩典
啊、is gracious.
你那个实话出来是吧？叫人得医治，得供应
啊。Straight words from you can heal people.
我记得我年纪轻刚出来侍奉主的时候的，很喜欢讲实话。
And I remember when I was young, I spoke straight, forthright words.
我讲到一个地步啊，弟兄姊妹都离得我远远。
To a point where people are afraid of me.
他都不敢找我交通了。
And no one will come to.
Sure. 我想靠近他们，大家都躲得远远。
And when I come close, they will go away.
我开始还不懂是什么原因。
I didn't understand why.
我说我讲的话都对的。
I said the words that I said are right.
但是弟兄姊妹们，后来一个年长弟兄提醒我。
And later, another little brother said this.
他说弟兄，你所说的每句话都是对的。
And he said, brother, what you said is right. Everything is right.
你的灵不够柔软。
But your spirit is not gentle enough.
那弟兄姊妹们，神的话是实话，我们应当讲实话。
Yes, God's word is straight. We need to be straight.
因为他这里讲这个职啊，他是原来一个背景是讲的好像那个石匠啊，那个切石头的时候啊，那个一刀下去的时候，那个切得非常的准。
And because this word originally carries the meaning of how the mason would cut.The brick that when the knife comes, it needs to be straight.
因为在耶路撒冷那地方，我们看见最多都是石头的房子。
And you know, in Jerusalem, houses made of stone.
这个石头一切不好就没用。
And if the stone are not cut correctly, then it's useless.
如果你切宝石的话呢，一刀切错的话呢，那恐怕你的损失就更大。
And of course, if you are cutting precious stone.It's important that you don't mess it up.
所以我们切割这个石头的时候，你看这个石匠，他们要研究的非常的这个仔细，然后才敢下刀的。
And so these masons have to look at it carefully and then divide and cut.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们需要神在我们的性格中间来做工作。
We need the Lord to work in our character.
我们需要有正直的性格。
We need to have a straight character.
不讲弯曲的话。
Upright character.
我们知道弯曲的话解决不了问题。
We know crooked words do not solve problems.
这个为谁说话有时候真的很困难。
You see, sometimes it's difficult to speak.
尤其在一个地方上面，如果跟弟兄姊妹年龄紧了，总是会有一些的难处的。
Especially if you been at the local assembly long, it's hard.
你要站起来再讲实话，是非常困难。
And you want to get up and speak something.Forthright.
你跑到别的地方去讲倒容易的，话怎么讲都没问题啊。
You say somewhere else is fine.
在这个本地要讲实话，那不容易。
But at your home base, it's hard.
所以有时候一站上来，一看看那个弟兄的脸呢，这个话就弯了。
Sometimes you stand up there, you look at the face of a brother, your words go straight.
这话都不敢讲了，对不对？用一个比较委婉的话，这么的过去。
Because you're afraid, so you want to go around it.
因为弟兄姊妹讲实话有时候是不容易。
So, forthright words are not easy.
但是呢，神的话永远是正直的。
But you see, God's word is always upright and forthright.
我想这个点我简单提一下就可以了。
And so I just want to briefly.
那约翰呢？他所注重是什么呢
？Now, how about the Apostle John?
我们读一处圣经就可以了。约翰，福音第十七章。
And again, let's look at Gospel of John, chapter 17.
十七章第十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 17.
他那个后一半的话，你的道就是真。
Second half of that verse, thy word is true.
那我们看这个，约翰在这里所注重的是那个真。
And so what John pay attention to is the truth.
那我们知道在新约圣经里面，保罗也讲了很多真理。
And we know Paul also talks much about truth.
当然保罗是一个注重真理的人。
And of course he paid much attention to spiritual truth.
但是我们可以感觉到保罗是多讲解真理。
But you see, Paul, usually explain, the truth.
约翰呢是注重行真理。
But John pay attention to practicing the truth.
他更注重这个真理要行出来。
And John pays attention to the practice of the truth.
所以我们可以说呢，约翰在主的话语上所注重是这个真。
And so John pays attention to the realness of
it. 我们叫真理的意思就是真实、诚实。
And we know the word truth means what is real, what is true.
我们的神是真实的。
And you know God is true.
一切所有的人都是虚谎的。
And all men are untrue.
所以在我们这个虚谎的人里面学习讲。这个真实的话其实也不大容易。
And so untruthful man to speak truth is hard.
你看有的时候我们讲话讲讲讲 就落到自己肉体的里面，你不就看见夸张吗？
And sometimes you see when we talk, we will fall prey to the flesh and we begin to exaggerate.
就是那问说你那个聚会地方有多少人呢？
And when people ask how many people are in your assembly now?
其实呢，我们大概有一百人，我们是大概有150个人吧。
And there's maybe a little over 100. You might say, well, maybe about 150.
所以我们的言语说不够真实，夸张。
And sometimes we exaggerate.
有的时候这个不准确也是一个不真实。
And sometimes we are inaccurate.
所以在运用神的话语上面。
And so in applying God's word,
约翰所提醒我们的是要注重这个真。
John reminds us to be true.
因此呢，只有真的，约翰就告诉我们，真理出来就叫人得自由。
And you see, John said, only when truth come out, then are we set free.
使人成圣。
Then are we sanctified.
这个保罗在哥林多前书也在讲，要好像认这个无教。
And just like Paul in 2 Corinthians says, use not the leaven. So that's another important lesson.
使徒保罗告诉我们，这个真理，这个真的，那是什么？出自爱。
And Paul also mentioned that truth comes from love.
在哥林多前书十三章就讲到，那个爱就是爱真，就是。喜欢真理。
And you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says love holds fast to the truth.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在运用主话语的时候，
And so today, when we apply God's word,
我们怎么样能够说真的话？
How can we be truthful?
能够代表真理的？
And how can we stand for the truth?
主耶稣告诉我们，圣灵被称作是真理的灵。
And the Lord says the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们顺着圣灵的感动说话。
And so we need to speak as moved by the Holy Spirit.
也圣灵会引我们进入那个真理的。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into the reality.
所以我想呢，我们把新约圣经中的三个重要的启示他们对于主话语的他们个人所着重这个点呢，我把它提出来，作为我们在以后利用主话语的一个学习。
And so I've highlighted the emphasis of these three ministers in the New Testament so that we can learn from them.
要学习说纯净的话。
And so we need to learn to speak pure words.
要学习说实话。
And so we need to learn to be straight.
要学习说真话。
And we need to learn to be true.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我再说啊，因为这些话如果不在圣灵的带领中，
And let me say this again, if we are not moved by the Holy Spirit,
我们这个人呢，在主跟前的学习够、学习透，能有更多的恩典。
And that we need to learn well.
我们知道这些话是不容易讲的。
And otherwise, it is hard to speak.
但是如果你要成为神的这个出口。
And so if you are to be a mouthpiece for the Lord,
神的话语从你的口中出来的时候呢，必须有这些特性。
And for God's word to come out of your mouth, they need to have these characteristics.
所以这些人常常感觉啊，为神做出口实在不是件容易的事情。
And hence I feel that to speak for the Lord is very difficult.
这个我们这个人的主跟前的这个光景实在是非常的重要。
And the condition of this man is so important.
我把这些话呢和弟兄姊妹们所去稍微的交通一下。
And so this is what I share with you.
我们大家彼此勉励。
And to encourage one another.
我希望在主面前大家都有好的学习。
And I hope that we all learn a good lesson.
希望往后去在各地的教会里面能有更多这些好的话语的出口。
And we hope to have more good mouthpieces for the
Lord. 也让神呢在各地都有合用的器皿可以使用。
So that there are useful vessels at various centers.
因为神的话语出来。
Because when the word of the Lord comes out,
我们就得到造就。
We are edified.
神的话语出来。
And when God's word is spoken,
人就得到安慰。
Then we are comforted.
主的话语出来，人就得到劝勉。
And God's word comes out, and we are exhorted.
好，我想下午呢，我就教授到这里啊。对不起，我本来想留半个钟头，但是还是过了一些。那下面呢，我们看看有没有弟兄姊妹啊，有个人的经历，简短的交通好不好？我想这个短短的，你把你自己这些话一下经历那个最重要的一个点呢，
And I hope, initially hope to have 30 minutes, but now it's a little less. So I invite you to share a little bit from your own experience, briefly. Maybe for the would open first. And maybe I'll just invite everybody and sister without reservation to just come up and share something. And I see many brothers who are experiencing these matters. And maybe I start with myself. Like Brother Sun, I was also very afraid to speak. And I was also afraid to stand in front of people. But oftentimes it seems like our Lord pushes these people
out there.
And also sometimes have to speak unprepared.
虽然在读书的时代曾经在教会中不是儿童,
and even though when I was still a student, I served the younger kids.
那个请教教会年长的弟兄姊妹,
and I remember asking questions of the elderly brothers and sisters.
他们就说呢, 你不光是向儿童们讲故事,
and they told me that you're not just telling them stories.
你要把他们放在你的心里面,
and you do need to put them in your heart.
为他们祷告,
pray for them.
甚至要求呢, 把他们的名字都写了放在纸桌上,
and but also to write down their names and put them on your desk.
然后呢, 再有机会不是高中生,
and then later I had the chance to serve some high school students.
那个时候更紧张,
and I was even more nervous then.
但是到了北美来以后,
but when I came to North America,
就把我放在一个很特别的环境，很孤单.
The Lord put me in a special situation. I was rather lonely.
比较少跟弟兄姊妹们有接触.
Very few opportunity to have contact with brothers and sisters.
后来认识了在加拿大温哥华的一些弟兄姊妹.
Later on, I became acquainted with some brothers and sisters in Vancouver.
我有一次跟孙弟兄一起去加拿大.
And I remember one time going to Canada with Brother Sun.
在聚会中啊, 那个弟兄们就说你是外来的，请你交通一点。
And during the meeting, they said you come from abroad, so why don't you share something?
其实我那个年纪又轻,
and I was very young,
根本就圣经也不熟。
And I wasn't familiar with the scripture.
那一天我真是不知道我讲了什么东西。
I really didn't know what I said.
这个后来才知道原来他在教会里面
And so I began to realize that speaking is it's not a simple matter. And so I try my best to avoid speaking.
刚才曾经提到在讲台上面的这个，如果我们要说实话，
and Brother Sun mentioned speaking straight.
年轻的时候好像常常觉得这个是我看见的，我可以说。
And I, when I was young, it's easy. This is what I saw, this is what I was saying.
但每次说完了回到家痛苦一个月。
But oftentimes after I spoke it, I would feel bad for a month.
我常常跟你说我再不要上讲台了。
And I often would say to the Lord, I don't want to
speak
anymore. Let someone else say it. And also because I wasn't as accurate. One time in the Thanksgiving meeting, they said, Brother Bo is righteous and holy. Whenever he speaks, our ears are cut off.
这是我觉得这次曾弟兄讲座分享里面感觉在主面前学习很多地方很粗糙
and after hearing Brother Finn's sharing, I find that there are many things missed.
我想我就这样开个头好不好 我们在这弟兄姊妹呢
so I'll just start something, and brothers, you can maybe you can share some victorious experiences. And questions are also welcome in your experience of ministering the word.
吴弟兄，你要不要给我们一点点勉励？我比较年长啊，他经验更多。三中。
I believe the first thing that we need to realize.
We in ourselves, we are never
qualified. God is the one who only has
this.
So from our side,
所以从我们这一面来说,
you have to say, Lord, if you use me, you are taking a big risk.
我们要向主说主啊你使用我你是冒很大的危险
So I must be your attitude.
这应该是我们的态度
And the more we serve the Lord, the more we discover there is nothing within us that we can give to anyone.
我们服侍越久, 我们越感觉到在我们自己里面的 是毫无所有可以给别人。So
when we are young, we think we have something to give.
所以当我们年轻的时候, 我们觉得我们有东西给人。
As we mature in the Lord, the more we realize there's nothing in us.
当我们在主里面稍微成熟一点, 我们才发现在我们里面一无所有。
If there's anything, we must give the Lord himself.
如果是有一点东西, 那必须是主自己。
So I feel that to begin is to realize there's nothing.
所以我觉得呢，在开始的时候，我们要觉察到我们是无有。
I think that is the right beginning.
我想那个是一个对的开始。
And when we realize there's nothing within us, God will be initiated to do the work in us.
而若当我们领会觉察自己是无有，神就要起始在我们身上做工。
So for those who are ministering the word, we are ever learning more of the Lord himself.
所以我们若是要在主话语上面服侍，我们要学习更多得着主自己。
And I also want to just remind our messages, minister the word is just one of the many aspects of our serving the Lord in Christ.
我另外一件要提醒的就是在话语的服侍只不过是神工作中许多样的一方面。
I have a fear. Especially in our Chinese circle.
我个人呢, 特别在中国弟兄姊妹们中间, 我有一个惧怕。
I think we overemphasize the importance of the platform ministry.
我想我们可能过分地强调讲台的侍奉。
So when we come to the church gathering, we come to listen.
所以我们来到教会聚会的时候呢, 我们是来听的。
Now that is very unfair to the responsibility of those ministering the word.
这个对于 那些负责在话语服事的弟兄们来说是不公平的。
So every time we come, we bring Christ with us.
我们每一次来聚会，应该我们带着基督来。
So every time we come, we administer to the Lord Himself.
每一次我们来，我们乃是服事我们的主自己。
So if you all bring Christ with you, it will make it easier for the brother who stands here to minister the word.
所以每一个人都带着基督来呢，这对那位站在台上用话语服事的弟兄来讲就比较容易。
Because he realizes that he is not alone.
因为他会觉察到他并不孤单。
We are together.
我们乃是在一起。
And that's very important.
这是非常重要。
So I don't like this kind of pews.
所以我不喜欢椅子这样摆。
So the church.Structure, the church building structure, from what I understand, is patterned after Greek or Roman theater.
像现在教所谓教堂里面的这种的摆设，这是罗马的戏院里面的摆设。
So when you come, you sit there passively, you want to be entertained.
如果是我们坐在那里被动的坐着，我们只想别人来表演给我们看。
So every time we come to the church, we run some sort of particular responsibility in ministering the word.
所以每一次我们来聚会的时候，我们都想着那个负责话语服事的弟兄他来负责任。
And so his ministry is detached from the rest of you.
所以他的服事呢和所有弟兄姊妹呢是分开的。
That's not right.
那是不对
的 together.
我们是在一起的
so, the Lord help us.
所以求主帮助
so, Brother Sun is not alone.
所以孙弟兄也不孤单
You're together with him.
我们与他在一起
Brother Bob is not alone.
伯弟兄也不是孤单
We all are together with him. That's very important principle.
这是一个非常重要的原则
The true ministry is the body ministry.
真正的执事呢，乃是身体的侍奉。
It's built itself up in love, the body.
乃是在爱中身体呢建立自己，渐渐成长。
And share up, God delights to use those who have nothing in themselves.
神呢喜欢用那些在他里面无有的人。
Because that is His occasion to manifest His power.
因为那乃是神能够彰显他自己能力的时机时刻。
我们的这个时间还有五分钟
，so we still have some time remaining。
这个看看各位姊妹有没有什么问题啊？有没有提问
？Maybe one question。
那明天下午呢？我希望能多留一点时间。
And hopefully we'll have more time tomorrow afternoon。
大家也可以多一点交通。
And we'll have more sharing。
有什么问题？这是读经组的结论。我们简单提一下。
And maybe we can briefly mention a few things.
我希望我讲的跟王国选弟兄讲的没有出入。
I hope I'm not in conflict with Brother Wang.
当然了，我们知道这个读经的方法有很多种。
Of course, we know there are many ways of studying the scripture.
你做圣经学了，他曾经告诉我说这个。读圣经的人，多少28个角度看基督。
And Brother Ni mentioned that reading the scripture is looking at Christ in 28 different ways.
可以从许许多多的读经，比方说有精读、细读，有这个读词，读这个题目啊，这个背圣经，很多很多的方法。
And such as memorizing scripture, word study, you know, overview and all kinds of different survey, different ways.
我在年轻的时候啊，我是非常这个渴望能得到一个好的读经方法。
And when I was young, I was looking for a good method.
所以我总是看见谁稍微能讲到好一点，马上就去请教怎么读圣经。
And so if someone speaks real well, I quickly ask him how he studies the word.
我也收集了好多的方法。
And so I've saved up many different ways.
有的方法到今天也没有用
but some of them I'm not yet used today
我记得其中有一个 弟兄的这个话倒是蛮好。
But I do remember one brother had a real good suggestion.
他说读圣经啊，最好的方法就是读。
And to study the word, the best way is to study.
天天读。
Every day.
不停的读。
Day by day, non-stop.
他说你只要读过20年之后啊。
And he said if you just study for 20 years.
那是什么参考书，什么翻翻就可以，根本不需要花功夫。
Then you just need to flip through and look for things in other books.
这个话呢是我30多年前听的。
And so I heard that about 3 decades ago.
我今天我可以证实他的话是最好。
And I can testify to you that his suggestion was very good.
所以就是每天每天读。
And so you just need to study day by day.
带着爱慕的心来。
And with a heart of longing.
不过在这里稍微提一个点很重要，就是在以斯拉记里面。
And so let me just mention something really important in something mentioned in Ezra.
以斯拉告诉我们，圣经是用心读，不是用头脑。
And Ezra told us to read God's word with our heart, not the brain alone.
今天我们很多人的读经都以为是用头脑。
And most of us just read with the brain.
圣经一打开来了，就开始你研究了。
And open up the scripture and you start analyzing.
因此呢，圣经是用心读的。
But we need our hearts.
如果你的心爱主。
And if your heart is for the Lord,
你读主的话，味道完全不一样。
And then when you come to the Word, it's totally different.
所以最好早上起来的时候要读圣经，你先有点祷告亲近。
And so the best thing is when you get up in the morning to study, you first spend some time with the Lord.
当你跟主之间这个交通的爱的交通建立起来的时候。
And when you draw close and establish that relationship of love,
你再打开主的话，细细的读，很有味道。
And then you look to the word, and it's different.
我想这是一个最好的一种方式。
I think that's one of the best ways.
我常常和弟兄姊妹做这个比方。
And I often use this example.
在我的父亲啊，在世时，因为他跟大陆上亲人的40多年都没有见面。
My father, when he was here, and lost contact for 40 years with his family.
所以有的时候呢，这个亲人呢，从大陆写信给他。
And so when they write to him from the mainland,
哎呀，碰到这个信的时候啊，我的哎，这个真的是蛮有感觉。
And he just full of emotion when he holds those letters in his hand.
所以他常常在读这个信的多了又读嘛。
And he would read it repeatedly.
所以有时候他就哎，这个信他就读。
And he would say, "Come, come, read it."
我也不认识这是什么人。
And I didn't know. Who these relatives were.
一心到我手里了，觉得没味道。
And when I read them, didn't mean much to me.
讲到那些都是家常的事情呢，我也不知道，我也没兴趣。
And the things mentioned are just, you know, family things.
有的时候没读，有的时候就这么看一遍算。
And sometimes I didn't read them, sometimes just browse through them.
我爸爸说你读了没有啊？
And my father said, have you read them?
哎呀，不好意思，我有时候看过，交给他们。
And someone embarrassed, yeah, I just looked through.
哇，他就当宝贝一样。
You know, to him, it was
precious. 你为什么对他这么宝贝呀？
Why does he treasure them?
因为他跟这个亲人间有感情。
Because there is love between him and his relatives.
我跟这个亲人没有感情。
I don't know these people.
就这个差别就大了，对不对？
That's a big difference.
中国人讲这个家书几万金呢。
And Chinese has a saying that you know family letters is more important than paper.
所以如果你里面这个有爱主的心
，And so if you have this love for the Lord,
你读主的话语，你不是用头脑，是用心。
And when you read God's word, you don't just use your mind, you use your heart.
我简单提一下，因为你们读圣经要有一个心去读。那个不一样。
So let me mention again, use your heart.
特别亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要学会用心来读。
And especially the younger brothers and sisters.
好，我想对不起，我们时间已经到了。
I think
our
time is up. Let's stop here.
我们请低头再一个祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have another word.